Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Well, how do, folks, the Sons of the Pioneers and myself, I'm Lloyd Perryman, want to extend to all of you out along the Lucky U Line a fine Monday morning greeting. There's a little sniff of fall in the air this morning out here on the Lucky U Ranch. I kind of imagine old Jack Frost is starting into his busy season. So we're going to try to stir up a little bit of heat with a song.
I feel the urge, you gotta travel anywhere the tumbleweeds go. Happy when my feet are scratching gravel, I grab my saddle horn and blow. You may think a certain place has got me, and from there I never will go. But you son of a gun, I'll bet 100 to 1 I grab my saddle horn and blow.
I've been all around this country, guess I've traveled everywhere. Been from coast to coast and way down south, I know the tang of frosty air. I like the feel of saddle leather, I like the way my pony sways. As he moves along, I'll sing this song and go roving all the rest of my days.
When I feel the urge, I gotta travel anywhere the tumbleweeds grow. Happy when my feet are scratching gravel, I grab my saddle horn and blow. You may think a certain place has got me, and from there I never will go. But you son of a gun, I'll bet 100 to 1 I grab my saddle horn and blow. I grab my saddle horn and blow.
Well, we sure had a big time at the dance in town Saturday night. Hugh and Carl played for the folks. Frankie whipped up some real nice music on his new accordion. Tommy Doss and Miss Betty, by the way, she's the schoolmarm down at District School Number 3. They kicked up their heels a bit. And, of course, Ken Curtis sang a few songs for the folks. But Shug, old Shug, got into a little bit of trouble.
Why, that did dad burn the lively like it. That's perverse. Why, Lord, that's not the tatook. I did?
Well, if falling into the cider barrel means getting into trouble, I'd say you did.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're talking about that, I can explain.
Yeah? Well, how?
Well, I was just cooling off.
Cooling off.
Besides, I wanted a place to sit down.
Well, you sure picked yourself a fine seat. Well,
Lloyd, were you talking to Sugar about Saturday night?
Well, hello, kid. Yeah, we just started going over things that happened at the dance.
Yeah, how about that Shug winning the waltz contest?
Yeah.
It wasn't easy, but it wasn't easy.
Was it really tough to do, Shug?
Tough. Brother, you just try waltzing without a partner and see for yourself.
I guess that would be a little tough. You got nothing to hang on to there, have you?
And he did it with his new boots on, too.
Oh, they didn't hurt me so fast. Saturday night.
Well, the way you was hobbling around here Friday, I thought you'd never get them broken in. How'd you do it?
Well, you know what I sent to them? The mail order house with the boots?
Yeah.
I asked them to send along their new catalog.
Yeah, I remember, Shug, but you said they'd forgot.
Well, they have. They didn't. I found the catalog Saturday morning.
Where was it?
They stuffed a fool thing and tore my boot.
I'm glad you broke them in before they broke you down. Say, Ken, did you get down for the mail yet?
Yeah, I sure did, Lloyd. And it's wonderful to know how many deserving people there are in the world. I wish we could give everybody a gold deed for an acre of our Lucky U land.
Well, right? I sure agree with you, Ken. There's a lot of contentment out here on this California desert. A contentment that a fella can only get from the down-to-earth things in life. In fact, with the troubles in the world today that we've got, well, we've got a song, I think, that sort of explains what I'm trying to say. Let's get Tommy and Hugh and do What This Country Needs.
That's a good idea, Lloyd. Come on, fellas, let's do it.
What this country needs more than anything
never have time to be bored. Hear me talking, brother, don't spend all your time wishing for the things you can't afford.
What this country needs more than anything else is a good old-fashioned talk with the law.
Yes, sir, what this big old wonderful country of ours needs more than anything else in the whole wide world is a good old-fashioned talk with the Lord. Now, if all the politicians all over the country would get down on their knees and ask for forgiveness in the right way, peace and happiness could be easily restored. There's no use fighting with our next-door neighbor, our fellow man, when we could live in perfect accord. And I still say that what this country needs more than anything else is a good old-fashioned talk with the Lord.
And if we'd only try it, how happy we'd be. A prayer can do much more than a sword.
What this country needs more than anything else is a good old-fashioned talk with the Lord. A good old-fashioned talk with the Lord.
Thank you very much. You know, the words to that song make an awful lot of sense. Say, Tommy Doss.
Hmm?
Do you know if a gold deed letter was picked out for today?
Mm-mm.
Well, I guess I'd better see about it then.
I have the letter here, Lloyd. It's the one we decided was the most deserving of our gold deed award for today.
Well, that's fine, Ken. Thank you.
You know, Lloyd, it kind of gives me a good feeling every day when you read that gold deed letter. And I know someone's going to receive a real legal deed to an acre of land out here on the Lucky U. Because even though folks might call it a desert ranch, and we all know that the land's going to need improvement, still and all, I don't know. It's just that it's a part of America that'll be all their own.
Well, Ken, that's how all of us feel. I'd like to read the folks this letter. It's from Mr. M.S. Clyde of St. Louis. It says, "Dear Lucky You friends, after hearing the wonderful salutes you do on your program, I have to sit down and tell you about a person I feel is deserving of your Gold Deed Award. Not only does this wonderful man spend most of his spare time with the Demolay boys, but now that a lot of them have gone into the armed services, he spends hours and hours writing them letters and sending them little gifts. Everybody in the community and the city is proud of him. He's a fellow that goes about doing all these wonderful things cheerfully and with no thought about too much work or the burden that it puts on him. His name is Howard Johnson, and even though he's only 42 years old, he's known as Dad to hundreds of youngsters in and around St. Louis. And I feel he certainly deserves your Gold Deed Award for his hundreds of hours spent in doing good deeds for the youth of America." That letter was sent in to us by M.S. Clyde, St. Louis 8, Missouri. Thank you very much, Mr. Clyde, for sending it to us.
Oh, that was a fine letter, Lloyd, and speaking for all the pioneers, we'd like to send Dad Johnson, along with our gold deed for his good deeds, this Lucky You song salute.
Under the sun has a love. love song. And someone or something to sing that love song to. I've heard each one to some loved one call, but the sweetest of all was the song of the waterfall.
I hear bluebirds in their talk, the love song of the
pretty, Lloyd. Hey, you know, all morning. I don't know what he's been up to.
Hey, I saw him down by the bar. I haven't even seen him.
I saw him a few minutes ago over at the bunkhouse, Ken, and I think he's fixing up some kind of a surprise.
Surprise? What for?
Well, with Carl getting his new electric guitar and Frankie his new accordion, I got sort of a feeling he's bought himself a new fiddle, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Boy, if Hugh's got a new fiddle, if he got a guitar, he'll be so proud of it he won't even be able to touch him with a 20-foot pole.
Sure, it's a 10-foot pole.
You just ain't been around, bud. Everything's inflated, you know.
Maybe you got a point there. Well, here's Hugh now, but he ain't carrying no new fiddle. Hey, Hugh, we thought with Carl and his new guitar and Frankie having a new accordion that you'd get something new.
Well, I did.
You did? What'd you get?
Oh, I got some new horsehair from a fiddle bow.
I didn't figure they'd let those two cowpokes get ahead of you. Is that bow broken in yet?
Why, of course it is.
Well, then let's hear something besides all this conversation, huh?
Thank you.
was fine, Hugh. That was real good. Say, if you keep making it sound like that, don't you ever get yourself a new fiddle. Say, has anyone seen Betty?
No, but she should be coming up the road just about now. Why, Lloyd?
Well, she heard the record we made a few weeks back for Victor when we were in town. Plug. You remember the one that Tommy sang?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Every time she thinks Tommy's mad at her, she goes back to her boarding house and plays it for hours.
Well, anyway, she asked if I'd get Tommy to sing it today, so let's run it once before she gets here. Hey, Tommy.
Hmm?
Would you mind singing a chorus or two of Heartbreak Hill?
Mm-mm.
Well, okay, let's do it, fellas.
And the shadows creep over forget-me-not vines. For a rose never blooms there, and the birds never trill. It's a place lonely lovers call Heartbreak Hill.
Willows sigh, willows cry, the tears fall like rain, and the echoes are vows that were spoken in vain. So tell me you love me, and you always will. Then I know I won't travel to Heartbreak Hill.
There's a long road that leads there, and it's paved with regret. And the milestones are promises sweethearts forget. So, my darling, please tell me that you care for me still. Tell me I'll never journey to Heartbreak Hill.
Willows sigh, willows cry, the tears fall. And the echoes are vows that were spoken in vain. So tell me you love me, and you always will. Then I know I won't travel to Heartbreak Hill.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
Hmm?
What? Hey, Betty, we didn't see you come up. Did you hear the whole song?
Lloyd, I heard every word.
Oh?
And to think Tommy sang it just to me.
Hmm? He didn't exactly know that he was singing it to you, Betty. I didn't have a chance to tell him.
But that's what makes him so wonderful. To think he did it just for me and he didn't even know it.
Hmm?
Hello, Betty.
Oh, hello, Ken. I didn't even see you standing there.
Uh-huh. That's what I figured. I heard you singing and playing the piano yesterday afternoon when I rode by. Why, you sure sounded pretty.
Well, thank you, Ken. Do you think Tommy might like to hear me sing?
Well, I know I would. Especially that kind of fast tune you were singing yesterday.
Oh, you mean, Mississippi?
Yeah.
Maybe Tommy would like that.
By the M, I, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, I. Hump back, I'm Mississippi, flowing down to New Orleans. Well, a fool drive by. Tennessee home, where history was made for Steamboat Bill. M-E-M-P-H-I-F, Memphis is the town I mean. Now way down yonder in the land of cotton, folks like mine, I near forgotten what a wonderful thrill it is to be down in Memphis, Tennessee. By my crooked letter I, crooked letter I. Come back, Mississippi, blowing down to New Orleans. Well, the M-I-S-S-I-S-I-B-B-I. Mississippi's what I mean, blowing down to New Orleans. Well, it blows right by my Tennessee home, where history was made for Steamboat Bill. M-E-M-B-H-I-S, Memphis is the town I mean. Now way down yonder in the land of cotton, folks like mine, I near forgotten what a wonderful thrill it is to be down in Memphis, Tennessee. By the M-I, crooked letter I, come back, Mississippi, blowing down to New Orleans.
Thank you, Betty. I sure enjoyed that.
Well, thank you, Ken. Say, Tommy, I have to be getting back to the schoolhouse. Would you walk me out to the gate?
Mm-hmm. He's the greatest fellow for making conversation I ever saw.
Well, hurry back, Tommy. We're going to do another song for the folks out along the Lucky You line, and we're going to need you. You know, folks, every day Hugh Farr reads an inspirational thought or a kind of a prayer that one of you listeners have sent along to us here on the Lucky You.
And being that yesterday was Armistice Day, I've written something I would like to read, Lloyd. You know, it's hard to put into words the feelings all of us have for our fellow man. We work a little and play a little, but through the years, I know most of us try to follow the golden rule and remember the thought: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But sometimes the world gets into a turmoil and we have to lay down the tools of our trade and pick up the tools of war. Well, when this happened, families are separated, sometimes forever. To those boys who have done that job for us here at home, we have a song that tells how we feel much better than I can put it down on paper. So please listen to these words as King Curtis sings Little White Cross.
Little white cross
But do your outstretched arms implore? What are your legions standing for? Symbol of mercy, help us learn when all of the tears are dry, how we may earn the right to live as bravely as they who die. How
high time we were getting back to ranching again. There's work to be done here on the Lucky U before that old sun sneaks down behind the edge of the hills again. It was real nice having you folks drop by for another visit with us all here at the Lucky U. Why not do it again tomorrow? We'll all be here, you and Carl, Lloyd and Tommy, Ken, Shug, Frankie, and of course Miss Betty. So until tomorrow at that same time, this is George Putnam saying goodbye, Lucky You. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.